Declan, it's a case of a Cork side, and we know how important this game is because it's a game in hand. They move on to third.
Well, if you had offered us at the start of the season the opportunity to move on to third place with four games to go after this one, we would have been delighted to accept that. But now's very much about on the moments. It's about making sure we turn up tomorrow night and play to our levels. We've been brilliant all year. Been really good in the brandy well. The reality is the last couple of weeks has been extremely hard because you played the league champions. You played them in a cup. You played them in the league. You played them in the cup. You played them in a cup final. And then you played your biggest rivals in terms of Bohemians. So it's been a tough schedule. We've came out with a lot of credit. But now's the time where we must turn the screw and try and get more points on board. We're hitting the business end of the season where, you know, everybody's fighting for something in the nature of a 10-team league. So we got to make sure that we're at the forefront of our approach to the game. And we got to approach the game in a positive manner. Because I think if you look over the course of this season, we've played some brilliant football. We've had some brilliant results, scored a lot of brilliant goals, scored a lot of goals late on in games. We've had 16, 17 different goal scorers throughout the campaign so far. And that's an unbelievable record, having so many different goal scorers. So it's just a case of going again and making sure that we look back at the end of the season and not have any regrets.
As you were saying about the 10-team league, everybody's got something to play for. And Corkers only play for, regardless, they're sitting 7 clear. If they lose, you know, it's it. You're still looking over the shoulder if you're Cork?
I've played Cork a lot of times in my career, and you know, it's two big football clubs, it's two big cities, it's two clubs with tremendous history, and it's two clubs that are capable of beating each other on any day. So we're full respect for Cork City Football Club and Neil Fenn and his team, and we're under no illusions that we've got to be really at our best. And I'm confident we will be at our best because we've good players and we've players that train really well every day, and our intensity to our training sessions has been brilliant. So we're looking forward to the game, and it's something we should embrace. And it's a home game, it's in front of our fans, and our quest for points has got to be relentless. And I've said that all along, and make sure that we don't look back at the end of the game tomorrow night and think, I wish I had it.
Well, that's it, because you know the last sort of five games, you're saying you're right, they were very tough, Bowes, Shamrock Rovers. But it hasn't been a one. There's been a lot of pats and backs for performance, but you know as well as I do, it's points on the board now.
Well, listen, I said it after last week's game against Bohemians, that might be the most important point of our season. If we had lost that game, we would be in a much more negative position. So I've no doubt that the players are extremely focused and extremely determined to get points on the board. And we're going into this game with real positivity. We've got a lot of good goal scorers on our team. We've played with goals coming from all around our team. But we're also under no illusions that at this stage of the season now it's all about points. Performances may come and go. You may be good, you may be bad. But the most important factor is going home tomorrow night with 3 points on board.
What's the situation with any, obviously, injuries? Jamie McDonough suspended. Darren's obviously out.
Jamie's suspended. Darren done he got his operation yesterday. Darren McCauley had a wee bit of concussion 10 days ago, so we're monitoring him with a doctor. But Conor Davis has been brilliant all week in training. He's been a real good asset to us coming into these last few games. Jack Malone's getting better by the week. Obviously, Grant comes back in, so we're in a good place going into the game.